Talk About on Radio Kerry.
Now, to kick off the programme today, I'm delighted to be joined in studio this afternoon by an old friend of mine, Michael Coman. And the reason Michael is here is that many of you will be familiar with his name through his weekly column in the Kerryman newspaper. And this week, Michael wrote a really interesting column on the subject of sea swimming, in which he mentioned that the months of September and October are the best months of the year to swim in the sea for medicinal purposes and for well-being. He's here to tell us more. Michael, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Deirdre.
Am I right in saying you live in Dublin these days, but you came all the way down to Kerry today pretty much just to go for a swim?
Yeah, that's a bit of a yarn, all right. No, that's true. I did. Well, I want to do a little job, but I came down on the train this morning at 9 o'clock, and here I am, and I have to go back tomorrow. But I might be able to stay till Sunday, I don't know. But to swim, I just love swimming. I'm not very sane, but the little bit of sanity I have is due to the sea.
It's due to the sea. And what does it do for you?
I don't know, but I do know. I very seldom drive the car now, but about 3 weeks ago, I came down in the car and I arrived around 8 o'clock, 7:30, and I just jumped up on my bicycle and I went down and swam. And do you know what? I was so happy. This sounds mad, but I was so happy in the water that I started screaming.
And this time of year, though, would it not be really cold?
No. My father always said that September and October, he always said it, well, September anyway, was really warm. And it makes sense because it is the whole heat of the summer still in it. And Dad would always talk about my dad learned to swim in Castle Gregory before the 1916 rising. He was born in 1909 and either learned to swim in Loch Beg or else at the Castle Strand. But he used to say that the iodine in... I know nothing about medicine or science or anything at all, really. But that the iodine in the seaweed was very good for one's health. And I've heard that from other people. I've heard people talking about it and I haven't really, you know, gone into any study on it. But Dad would always say that. I'll tell you another thing that my father used to tell me. He used to tell me that Castle Gregory Beach was very safe, whereas Stradbally wasn't safe to swim. And when I had my dog, if I went swimming at Castle Gregory, the dog would come follow just side by side. But if I went swimming at Stradbally, the dog would do her utmost to stop me swimming.
Yeah, dogs anyway, are very instinctive.
That's off the point.
No, not at all. But will you keep swimming right into October?
Well, I did something on RT there last year and I said I was going to swim the whole winter. And I'm going to sort of say to you now, I might try to keep swimming the whole winter. I did one year when I was living in Sligo, and as far as I know, it is the only year I never got a cold. I swam once a week at Ross's Point right through the winter.
And you never got a cold?
Never got a cold.
And just to come back to your dad, because he lived until he was how old?
He was swimming in the sea at Castle Gregory at 92.
At 92?
He died at 95.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a great innings. Yeah. And he was a regular sea swimmer.
He loved swimming.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say regular, but he any time he got a chance, he went swimming.
And he swore by the iodine.
Yeah,
the
and
water.
My mother was scared. They used to have big rows because she couldn't swim and she used to give out about him going out too far. And I do exactly, I shouldn't say this on radio, but I go out far too far as well. I know I shouldn't say that, but I do. And there's something mystical about it.
Yeah.
You know, when you go out at Castle Gregory swimming and there's nobody there, you shouldn't do that either. And the place is looking exactly as it was when my father was swimming there.
Nothing has changed.
Nothing
has
changed.
But it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Michael, I've got to leave you, unfortunately. We've got to go to Listowel for the first race this afternoon. But we might check in with you again to see if you've kept up the swimming.
Asha, this is bringing me all the distance down here.
I'm
only joking.
To dismiss you for the races.
No, actually, I want to catch a bus at 2 o'clock to Castle Gregory.
To have a dip in the sea.
I will, if the tide is right. I didn't check the tide, but if the tide is right, I'll be in before 5.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Michael Coman.
And lovely to meet you, Deirdre, and thank you.
And do check out his column in the Kerryman this week about sea swimming in September and October.
Talk About on Radio Kerry.